and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the... stupid thing. I got to fix this theme song. Every time I have an idea, the one that is better at this than I am, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
You are far too hard on yourselves. You are running three devices simultaneously while hosting.
I wish one of them was my brain.
What? It doesn't have to be this hard.
It does.
You do a phenomenal job. Doesn't he do a great job, guys?
Oh, come on. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Sing my praises, minions.
Do you have other things?
Sing them.
If I say something sexy, will they croon for you? You should see him when he gets out of the shower.
Oh, back. I used to have a.
Right now,
all I have is.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty good. Do you have the full house?
I did on the radio show. So it might be somewhere in a file somewhere.
I want all of those. Let's get all of those.
No, it's not in a file because I stole that from one of the other board ops where he had a.
That's what I wanted is a full suite of sitcom reactions.
All right, I'll work on that. Right now, I have this.
That's good.
That's it.
Do you have a heartier laugh?
Nope.
Do you have a snicker? You have the crickets, which is also good.
I think those are kind of. So those are kind of the same thing.
That's good. Yeah. It's layered upon layered.
I do have crickets,
which is really important.
Yeah.
Speaking of television, I have been watching The Toys That Made Us. Oh, are you watching? Have you watched
it? I've seen the first episode, I think.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
Second one.
So we do a...
the first one is Star Wars.
It's Star Wars, yeah. And it kind of sets the pace because it seems that all the toys from that era pivot out of Star Wars. It was such a milestone in the toy industry. But here's what I think we should do because we do a weekly trivia game on the show called Stump. I think to participate in it next week, you have to have seen all eight episodes. And we're going to do trivia based on...
So now they have homework.
Yeah. If you want to win.
Homework.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be interesting, but I think... So then Netflix recommended He-Man, which apparently they have He-Man, the original He-Man in runs on there. You look so confused. You were like, what is a He-Man?
There's also... Maybe that's episode two of it or something.
Yeah, I think it's three.
Because I saw the He-Man one, I felt like, and I was like... Wait, wasn't there also a documentary about He-Man on there?
Yes, there's a couple different documentaries about the stuff. There's a She-Ra documentary, and that's like a 90-minute full-on documentary. But these toys that made us are pretty good.
Yeah. I'm binge-watching Longmire, which has nothing to do with any of that.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Netflix original show about a sheriff in Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. The nerdiest part about it is Katie Sackhoff plays the deputy. You notice her as Starbuck or whatever from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
But that's about
it. Is it based on a book or something? Sounds like a book.
Yes, you are correct.
What Magnum P.I., what's his name?
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, he was on a
show. Now John Hernandez, I think, or something like that.
Oh, new guy.
Yeah.
So he was on a series of TV short films that CBS was running. What are those, like, made for TV films?
Yeah.
Do you remember the series?
I think I do. I don't know the name of it, but I remember what you
did. You watch
about.
Those? They were pretty great.
Yeah.
The Sheriff Montana, I imagine, would be like the show. He was like a hard hitting cop in New York that gets laid off, fired because he's drunk, and then he becomes the sheriff of this small Maine town. I think Maine.
That sounds
Rhode
right.
Island. Yeah.
This guy's all cowboy. It's all just cowboy.
Oh, that's cool.
And I can't remember. I saw it on a recommended list a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. I honestly don't. I don't know if this happened.
Are there
to
multiple
everybody.
Seasons of this
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah, there's six.
Are there any zombies in it?
No, not yet. I mean, I'm sure it's season six. They're going to jump
werewolves?
The shark and throw a zombie in there or something.
Is there any reason?
There are ghosts.
Are there really?
Yeah, there's
real ghosts
right now that they're investigating as to why it is that a guy came back from the dead and shot one of the deputies.
Oh, but it's
Longmire.
But it's going to turn out that
he does that too. That's every time like they set it up and he does like the Horatio, looks like he's put on ice. Like they do one of those.
Yes.
And he goes, it has this right here. Right. That's what
goes in. Yeah.
So they have that, but it's more of a country. And they go, and Longmire comes into like the text. Yeah. It's a good show. It's a good, I get sucked into, like I ran out of things to watch. And then I was like, I got to go through my list because I got a homework list.
Do you?
And I just started watching it.
You watch TV?
Yeah.
How? When?
What are you talking about?
Where? Why? How?
I'm sorry.
I don't understand. When do you watch TV? When do you find, how do you
while
watch?
While I work.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
right.
I work. I Natalie, it drives her nuts because I can have a show going on in the background while mm-hmm. I'm working on the computer.
That makes sense.
So most of it happens in between like 9 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Oh, okay.
That's when
but that's 3 hours a day. Like yeah. you can burn through a lot of stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How much of your seasons of Longmire? So
and
far.
Now you have to watch The Toys That Made Us.
Oh no!
How much of your attention, percentage wise, is focused on that?
I'd say 40%, maybe.
What? You can work with only 60% of your necessary focus?
I think so.
It what are you doing
working.
During that time? What kind of work? Are you typing? Are you writing emails?
Right now, because I'm a real estate agent, it is writing emails, but it's I have a CRM, which is a customer relationship manager.
Don't.
And so what it does is it allows me to build templates and stuff and put people into buckets. And then based on what... So like right now, I have a condo that I'm trying to rent.
Mm-hmm.
So any lead that comes in from that condo, I dump into a bucket that I made for it and a program that has an email template because basically I'm saying the same thing to everybody
I see,
that comes
I
in.
I see. So it's a little mind-numbing.
It's a little bit, yeah.
Got it.
And so, and then there's other stuff that I'm, you know, I'm working on my Facebook page and then I got I'm going to be producing videos that I can put on the Facebook page.
Well, that'll be fun.
That kind of stuff is really what I'm spending
exciting.
A lot. And then if I'm not doing that, I'm usually doing booster club stuff for the school.
And that...
Oh my gosh, this is the most exciting opening to the podcast
but
we've had.
I find that fascinating because gamer-wise, like I know that you would rather be gaming.
Oh my gosh, constantly.
Than playing trash television, right?
I have a new goal that I'm going to, because I can't split my focus between gaming and working, right? Because it requires my hands.
You can't, yeah, exactly.
So my new
unless
goal,
your job is to game.
Right, which, by the way, is fascinating to me. I read a little thing. You know how they have the Samsung commercial about Fortnite now where you get the Galaxy skin?
Oh, yeah. And then she's imagining
like,
the ninja.
Calling me up
yeah.
to the national team. He's like, yeah. hey, I'm calling you up. You know that.
And then she goes into some like bubble to play it.
I don't know.
That's they like they walk up to this four-sided kiosk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is there really? Because Jacob, my son, goes, is there really a national Fortnite team? And
of
I was
course.
Like, I don't think so. Like, yeah. that doesn't make sense. And I looked and there isn't that I could find.
Of course there is.
But he's obviously a professional gamer, but he played soccer and he was going to school and just decided I'm going to be a professional gamer and then just started twitching
mm-hmm.
and started getting into. He was pretty good. And then he got into like some tournaments and started winning. But it wasn't until... He started streaming himself playing Fortnite, which coincided with the popularity of the game increasing.
Yeah.
That's when he broke. Now he makes about $500,000 a month streaming.
I feel like the cycle it's the same story, but I feel like the cycle is getting tighter and tighter because you could have replaced those nouns with YouTube and what's his bucket? What's that comedian?
Dane Cook. Yeah.
Right? Like, this is the same thing. His comeuppance was happening at the same time.
His was a Comedy Central special.
Right.
That's
and
what
then,
his thing was.
Right. And he joined into YouTube, and that's why he has a career today.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, if you go back, that would have been cable television. Before that, it would have been broadcast TV and then radio.
Yes.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing that's happening. We're just doing it faster and faster. So, like... That means next week there will be another guy like Ninja that will be the next.
If I'm Ninja, I hope not.
Why? Really... Oh, you don't want someone else competing with you.
Yeah, if I'm him, like the idea.
I did hear Ninja's going to be in Planes 3, so Dane Cook is already pissed.
I believed you.
You're very gullible tonight.
I don't know what's going on with me. Everything is wrong.
More video games.
It's Longmire. I just want to ride a horse and solve murders.
Yeah!
In Wyoming and just make it happen.
That's the coolest thing you've ever done. So the cowboy thing, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
Do you have that on pre-order?
I do.
Are you going to play it?
Absolutely.
Are you?
I am because...
Are you? Where are you in Spider-Man?
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I started to I started to say this is my new life goal.
Yeah.
So I have a goal to have a six-pack abs by the time I'm 40, which is in January.
Thank you, Andy. From
I'm on fire with that.
It's in right January.
Now. Yeah, and then also the other thing I have is that I'm going to spend once I turn 40. I mean, I'm already there, but my plan is that in my 40s, by the time I'm 50, I will have enough passive income generated that I can retire, and then I will enjoy the next 20 to 30 years of my life playing video games.
Interesting. That's your target goal. So work hard for 10 years, take 20 years off.
Sort of.
And then the last 10 years is in the hospital. Consequently, also gaming, yeah, but a lot less fun.
Right. Well, I figure even if I'm in a comatose state, by then there will be implants, so I could be playing games
my whole life. Accurate.
Yeah. I've seen Black Mirror. Beep, I also watched that on Netflix. Beep, we talked about that before.
But you just watched that one episode, right?
No, I watched all of them.
Now. Oh, there are more than one?
Oh, my gosh, and they're so
There's
good.
There's more than that one.
Yeah, we talked about it, about how they... That's the one where I told you about the... Oh, was that on... That was on a different podcast.
This you're just gullible again.
The dad podcast. It was the... That they live in an afterlife that's on a server.
Oh, yeah.
That's all Black Mirror.
That's so dark.
What are you playing right now?
Currently, nothing. But I wish I were.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. I've been doing Overwatch, actually, this week because it's the Halloween... Junkenstein's Revenge, and which is fun, but there is
I thought Halloween was a big Guild Wars, or is that just because
that actually
segment?
Started today?
Okay.
Guild War, the Halloween stuff started today.
Have
on
you
the
played
16th.
It, or is your wife the only one who's done
I loaded up? No, she's playing it right now, but it literally started at 5 o'clock today, so
not cool.
I haven't had a chance to play it
not
yet.
Not cool,
but we have. Well, I'll tell you that later. But in Junkenstein's Revenge, Overwatch is a great game, you don't care. But it's also a great game. But there's a very fun wave-based event that takes about 10 minutes to play one level. And if you play three consecutively and win, you get a loot box. You can do that three times in one given week. Plus, you get loot boxes, Halloween loot boxes for leveling up, and you can also buy them. Normally, I'm not really crazy for that stuff, but my favorite character in that game is Farrah, and she is this rocket booster pack, and she fires rockets. Well, she has a skin that's available for this Halloween time, in which she normally, like, her victory pose, she'll stand with, like, her helmet next to her, and she's got kind of an Egyptian vibe, and her alternate skin is a Native American vibe, but for this skin, she's holding the helmet, and she has no head.
Oh.
And she's ghosty. She's all like glowing with ghost stuff. And it's a random drop in the loot boxes. So I have a chance. Or I can spend 3,000 in-world game coins, and I have about 1,100.
What's the exchange rate for Overwatch coinage to
it's
Abraham Lincoln coinage?
It's you can buy loot boxes. You can't buy coins in the game. So far as
so
I
even
know.
Even then, you're buying a chance. You're playing video and the game loot, lottery.
And the loot can be really lame. Like, some of the loot can be really, like, a voice line.
It's a voice line?
Like, you can make your character say a line.
Oh, my gosh. That is horrible.
Yeah. So, it's not worth it at all. You know, and they're not the only game to do that. It's funny. Skylander Superchargers did the same thing. So you can drop hundreds of dollars buying the Skylanders, right, to get the cars and everything and all the guys. And then in the game, you can the only way to, like, trick out the cars is to buy stuff in the game using these coins that you collect throughout the world. And you can either collect the coins or you can buy them using real money. And the drop rate on those was also really bad. And so there's a YouTube video that I found where you can keep doing the first level over and over with this one vehicle and then collect a bunch of coins and then buy the stuff that you actually want. At least that was a workaround if you really wanted to trick out the cars. But for Overwatch, I'm like, it costs $2, you get two loot boxes and you might get a sticker, 20 coins.
Oh, that would make it.
They know how to make your money become their money.
Yeah, they do. Oh man, I should have written it down. I had something along those lines and it wasn't never mind. I'm going to be rude just to even try and stumble through this, but that something happened at dinner today where I was putting away the dishes.
And you jumped and pressed the circle button.
I did not.
You pressed start.
And it wasn't He-Man, but I'm thinking of He-Man. Maybe when we take a break, I'll go ask my wife.
When you game with your kids, have you ever said, press start, and then they go, where's the start button? Happens all the time. I still think of, why did they stop calling it the start button?
Because they don't want you to begin. They want you to know you have options.
Then. I don't understand.
Yeah. But anyway, my kids said something that I was like, oh, I got to remember this for the podcast because it is, it's more of me feeling like I'm getting old. And that also makes me feel like I'm getting old, that who would want a sticker? Like, I don't understand the desire for a sticker, and I'm
especially in a game like Overwatch. I mean, you mentioned the league thing for Fortnite. Overwatch does have professional leagues, men and women that spend their lives dedicated to it. And that's how they are able to do it, because you and me, or our children rather, are stupid enough to spend $10 on the opportunity to get a sticker.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Because the game is free. That's the crazy thing. The game is free, like Fortnite.
Even one of the things I read was that Ninja said that the reason for Fortnite's success is that they've made it free.
Yeah, like that's right.
Because, and it is, it's ingenious, because now I'm it's become a part of my parenting where I have to explain to them. They're like, Dad, I want to buy this skin. And I said, okay. I said, it's your money, but you got to understand that that skin is exactly what they want you to do. Like they want you to spend, I go, just like you got a drawer full of Skylanders.
Yep.
You got another drawer for a Disney full of Disney Infinity guys.
Yep.
I said, you have to understand that this is part of it. And remember 2 weeks ago, the skin that you had to have, and now you're moving on to the next one just 2 weeks later, because Jacob had to have the Halloween skin because, in his words, no, it'll scare the players. It'll intimidate them.
He's a child.
And I go, no, nobody's going to care, dude. Nobody's going to care.
That you spent real money. Yeah, it's not like
But there is a status part, too.
No, totally there's a status part,
if you're walking around, because they don't know whether you bought it or you earned it.
That's right. Guild Wars, they'll know quickly, though. Yes. Guild Wars is the same way. The best skins in the games are the ones you can buy. But you just don't buy it, and then you're fine. You just don't.
Do you ever have the temptation in Guild Wars?
Absolutely, and I fell to it about a month ago. I bought my second skin ever. My first was a Halloween one. This is another one.
But do
I don't regret it, though.
Yeah,
because here's the difference, is that you look at it, a base rate. The going rate for an MMORPG is $15 a month, right? I do not spend anywhere near that amount compared to the amount of time that I invest in the game. Yet I can drop $60 on a game in the past I have and play it for 10 hours maybe. Mm-hmm. That's like $6 an hour. Meanwhile, this game I'm just pouring time into. I'm getting like 50 cents an hour of entertainment out of Guild Wars 2. And that's even with pouring in $10 here and there for a skin.
How much would you guess, if you were to guess, that you've spent total on Guild Wars?
I can tell you.
Oh.
Simply, in Guild Wars, you can type /age into the chat window, and it'll pop up the number of hours that you've played ever on a particular character and across the entire game.
That's interesting that it's age. I like that a lot.
It's like the character's age.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I looked the other day, a character that I do not play at all, that I retired and just sits on a thing, and every day when I log in, he opens up a chest because it's impossible to get to it. He had 26 hours. That was just a character that I never play.
What about Korean and North?
It's hundreds of thousands of millions of hours.
Nuh-uh.
Billions.
You don't know.
Trillions. I don't know. I can tell my wife to log in while we're playing. She can check.
No, she's too busy. She's like, not now.
No.
I'm enjoying
this. I must earn.
What's the Halloween? The prankster or something? Isn't he? Something?
We'll find out later.
Oh, boy.
So many things.
Pins and needles. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and do a little stump.
It's just stump.
Huh?
Oh, wait. You said it.
A little stump.
No.
Yeah, the little stump game. What is it called?
Just stump.
What am I supposed to call it?
Just stump.
Just stump.
No, stump.
Stump the just.
It's little.
It's a little just stump? Just a little
Justin
stump?
Stump.
We're going to, we're playing an abbreviated version called Just a Little Stump.
Justin Stump.
Stump and Justin?
Yes, that's it now.
That's easy to do. All right, Kevin, we have a fantastic new sponsor for the show. There are two main things that your brain is wired to enjoy. Fat and salt.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm craving things, it's often one or both of those.
And then a side part is the sweets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the sweetness of this is the blend of fat and salt that you get in Alfredo sauce.
Oh.
A nice, creamy white sauce. You put heavy, I mean, think about it. To make a white sauce, I don't know if you've ever made it.
No.
But you take some onions, you saute them in some wine, and then you put some heavy cream. Heavy cream. What heavy means is fat laden.
Oh.
Then you put some milk and you put some cheese that you melt in there too, and you just stir it in until it makes a thick, delicious soup.
And then I drink this.
Yes, on top of pasta.
Oh, you didn't say anything about pasta.
Yeah. So you guys go to GamerLandPodcast.com/Alfredo #white sauce. and you can enjoy our fantastic sponsors of Alfredo sauce. Get rid of the marinara. It's dead. It's too many vegetables. Get some fat and salt in your diet.
Clearly, anything red is not ready to be eaten. It's still raw.
Right.
Alfredo has been cooked.
Yes.
Do you eat red vegetables?
No.
No. You eat white vegetables.
Yes. Good. Well put. Well
Thank
put.
You.
All right, go.
That's the face I wanted to see. What is this from?
I feel like I have to know
it. You do know it. That's the best part.
Ninja Turtle something.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. On my VHS, the next thing after it was Heathcliff. That would only help if you were my brother. Come on. Here, I'll show you the video that comes with it. And it'll mess with you even more.
Oh, no. This doesn't help me at all.
I didn't think it would.
What the
there
heck
are
is
pictures
it?
Of
like jogs catching frisbees and yep. running. Oh, that dog missed. Why would you put that in the video? That poor dog.
It's been
that dog shortly committed suicide
for the entire time.
That one missed.
The entire time we've been listening, it's been dogs catching frisbees. So a couple of them miss here and there.
Mark on, Damon, listen. Matt Damon's dad.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, that one caught it. Oh, he missed that one too. This is horrible. 8 out of 10 dogs commit suicide because they can't catch a frisbee. Do you want Rex to be one of those? Take a bite out of
I'll give
canine
you,
depression.
Sarah Jessica Parker is in this movie.
In the movie?
Yeah.
The Beethoven? No.
Nope.
What is the movie that's... It's not Sex in the City because...
No, it's not Sex in the City.
She was in that movie.
She was and two, but they may not make a third.
I don't know what... South Florida Frisbee Dog Championship. July 4th, 1978. 6 months before you were born.
Yeah. Judith Newman and Brocky. Watch how Rocky. Well, we'll take a pause on that. If anybody during the game of Stump can tell us what movie that's from.
I feel like...
they probably Googled it.
No, because there's no way they could Google it unless it's Sarah Jessica Parker.
But you that's could Google that. Thing. Yeah, you could Google that.
But there's
that.
No way. She had to be in more than one movie in the 80s.
That's possible.
Was she 8 when that... No,
I
she had to be at least in her teens, I would
have
imagine.
To find out.
I'm being unfair about her age, I feel.
Well, tune in at the end of the show to find out what movie that was.
All
Let's do some
the,
Stump.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I have a new game. Who's our contestant?
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
I was too distracted trying to figure out Sarah Jessica Parker. Do we need one or two?
Just one.
We have three options. All right. Let's do... I don't think we've played with her in a while. We talked to her after the show. Let's get Carmen in here on the mix. Hello, Carmen. How are you? Oh, here it goes again.
Wasn't Carmen on just recently when we did...
Yeah.
Superheroes?
But then, so is everybody else. All right, okay. Carmen, I didn't click a button, so now you're here, Carmen. Hello, Carmen.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I just got home from work.
Hello.
Do you feel smart?
Sure.
It's a prerequisite for Stump. It is sure. The month of October, so things are spooky tonight with our scary version of Stump. Here's how the games work. I've got a bunch of questions here. You each have two lives. If you answer a question wrong, you lose a life. First one to lose all their lives loses the game. Person with the most lives at the end of the game wins. We will go back and forth. So whoever goes first, you get a special haunted icon.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what the haunted icon does if you choose to go first. Carmen, you're our guest. These are all spooky video games. Do you want to go first and get the haunted icon, or do you want to go second?
Quick question.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
That's not how it works.
Okay. Never mind.
All right, I guess I should have gone with Sir Bowler Hat. All right. Go ahead, Carmen.
Carmen, first or second?
First.
Okay, excellent so you have
choice.
The haunted icon.
Excellent choice.
Here's what happens. You get one haunted icon. You may, at any point, not answer the question and pass the question over to Justin, who, if he gets it right...
What could possibly go wrong?
Gets an extra life.
So, hey, what?
Yes, that's what happens.
My mind is now clear.
Yeah, mathematically, because she's going first, she has the ability to lose first.
Oh, I see.
So this is the offset of that. Oh. She has the ability to pass and give you an extra life.
Oh, boy.
All right. Carmen, question number one. This game is designed to be played multiple times, as players cannot see all content with a single playthrough. Each play lasts about 9 hours in length, and it makes use of an in-game system called the Butterfly Effect. What spooky game? I will not repeat the question.
Okay. Until Dawn.
Correct! You still have two lives!
That was genuinely impressive for
yeah?
me.
Oh, yeah? Oh, really?
I'm genuinely impressed by that, Carmen.
You would not? All right.
Thank you.
Justin.
Yep.
This 2001 title tells the story of a little brother who wins a mansion in a contest despite not having entered a contest. Using a flashlight, he uncovers more. Spooky game!
Luigi's Mansion.
Correct!
I suck that one, Carmen.
You still have two lives! Two lives. All right, Carmen.
Carmen, would you have gotten that one?
I'm pretty sure I would have.
Oh, wow. Okay. Pretty sure.
All right. This is called Stump.
Don't be smug. Nobody likes a smug winner, Carmen.
All right. Originally developed as a PS3 Move title by Creative Assembly, this survival horror game was pushed to the PS4 and published by Sega as a gal named Amanda investigates the disappearance of her mother. What game is that, Carmen? You may lose a life.
Do I lose a life if I pass it to Justin?
You do not lose a life if you pass it to Justin.
I'll pass that one.
Oh, no! Lucy, passing life.
All right, her name is Amanda, and it started on the Sega, and it's a spooky game. And it was originally for the PlayStation Move, but the Sega didn't have any.
No, it was developed by Sega.
I thought I heard you say for the PlayStation.
For the PlayStation 3 Move. Sega developed the game.
Oh, Sega developed the game, yeah. But it was pushed for back. It is for the... It was
going to be a PS3 Move title, meaning you would use the wands.
Yeah.
And it became a PS4 title instead.
Oh, and no wands.
And Amanda investigates the disappearance of her mother on a space station.
On a space station. I'm going to go with Dead Space.
Ooh, I'm sorry. No. I take a life from
now
you.
I lost a life. I only have one.
Alien Isolation.
That's a stupid name for a game.
That is like a huge title. And if you type horror game, it's like the first one that shows up in the Google box.
Wait, is it based on the Alien film?
Yeah, it's the Alien movie. It's the Alien game, Alien Isolation.
I don't know that little girl's name. Probably
she's a grown-up. It happens in the Alien franchise.
I don't know.
Huge title.
Don't talk to me like I'm supposed to know horror movies.
Carmen, you have two lies. Zombies are destroyed by Daffodil. Oh, no, actually, this is Justin's question. Oh. Justin, zombies are destroyed by Daffodil Snapdragon.
Sneezed at my question?
I think so.
Don't sneeze at my question, Carmen.
It was a chuckle.
Zombies are destroyed by Daffodil, Snapdragon, Cardboard, Leftovers, Lasagna, and a laundry list of other weapons in this 1999 Sega quirky classic.
Isn't it like Stay Alive or something where you can like, you craft stuff?
You only have two lives. I mean one life.
I have only one life, so if I
No,
die,
you don't lose a life for getting that wrong.
Oh, I don't?
No, you don't. I'm sorry, you still have two lives.
Oh. I'm going to go with Stay Alive.
Now you only have one life. Typing of the Dead.
Typing of the Dead?
So in Typing of the Dead, you type the words. The zombies come at you and they have words in front of them, and you have to type that word perfectly, and that's what kills them.
Oh, boy. You said quirky as in QWERTY.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah,
you got it?
I get you.
Did you know that one, Carmen?
No.
All right. Justin only has one life. You have two lives.
Oh, but I don't get the token.
No, you have no token. This game features the undead Prince Oswald as the Mad King Thorn, who is infamous for his deadly candy and deadlier jokes. Like this one. The other night, a warrior told me everything he knew. It took about 10 seconds.
I like that joke, evidently.
Carmen,
answer
am I going to take your life?
I'm sure I've heard of this before, but I don't know.
I have your life. Justin, do you know it?
No.
Guild Wars 2.
I'm mad. Here's the thing. I'm mad because I'm sitting there going, it's because the man, Keith Thorne.
Yeah,
I was going to
say
it was Guild Wars 2, but then I was too busy looking at my drops and I
forgot
what my guess was.
And you played the Guild Wars drop.
Yeah.
Justin, you each have now one life. So it comes down. There are only two questions left.
Uh-oh.
Set in 1960s.
Oh,
this,
no.
The history of this game's underwater city, Rapture, is mostly revealed via audio recordings the player can collect during the game.
Uh-oh.
What is the name of the game?
This is for me, right?
Yep.
No, wait. Oh. No, it's you, Justin.
Oh, it is me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a Carmen, it's Bioshock.
Damn. That's right.
I should have just answered it.
You should have. Yeah, he was being a gentleman.
That was a foolish move on your part.
All right, Carmen, you guys can tie.
And that will be the moment that you lose the game, just so you know. This right here will be the moment that keep you awake at night.
I agree.
That's right.
Heavily
I
typing
agree.
On your keyboard, chuckle sneezing.
Lasagna.
Your heart's content.
Leftovers. Snapdragon. This game features something cold, dark, and dangerous creeping into Equestria, uniting many enemies of the land for an unspeakable undertaking. But in our darkest hour, who will stave off the siege of the Crystal Empire? What game?
This is for Carmen.
Sounds like Arius from My Little Pony. So something with My Little Pony is my guess.
You are absolutely correct.
Wow!
It is the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic on iOS this month's update.
I was wrong about what I said earlier about her losing.
That you both survived the challenge.
Look at us. We are winners, both of us.
I came up with the trivia questions earlier, but wrote the rules to the game on the drive over. I need a little more R&D on that area.
That was great.
But it tied. I wanted you to die.
Oh.
Well, Justin, what number am I thinking of?
Six.
Wrong! Carmen, you're the winner! Carmen, it's your show now. What would you like? You had a question earlier. You can ask that now or anything else you want to tell us.
Oh.
What was her question earlier?
I don't know. She was going to ask a clarifying question, so you can ask that now. You can ask anything.
My clarifying question.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, no. We'll never know. Oh.
Oh, did I cut out?
Is it about upgrading your internet broadband?
Spectrum.
I wish. I said, if you die in the game, do you die in real life?
Oh, that was a good question, too. So glad we cut you off. And no.
Bye-bye.
Justin lives to see another day.
That's true. I always will. Even when I die, I live to see another
he
day.
He is undead.
I am.
Do you have any other questions for us?
How are you guys?
Oh, that's good. I'm really good. I toured the Warner Brothers lot today.
Oh.
So that was pretty fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
Oh. No,
as opposed to jury duty or?
Yeah. I mean, that's a solid court. You think they got a fake courtroom in there somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, they have a whole courthouse stuff. But it was just an exterior. Carmen, do you know this song? Did you know this song? Oh, it's playing now. What? Now.
Do you know that?
Well, considering my internet was cutting out every half second, no.
Okay. All right. Well, the mystery continues. Sarah Jessica Parker will not be revealed.
More importantly than how we are, how are things with you, Carmen, and your work on, isn't it the Mega Man animated series that you're working on?
It sure is.
And how
Thank
are
you
things
for
there?
Remembering.
I'm a very good memorer.
I think he's having a stroke. I'm a very good member.
You member.
It's going pretty well. We're almost done animating season.
Which one?
The season.
Oh, the one. The season.
What tidbit can you tell us that only you can tell us? Give us some scoop. Give us some like what that's going to make us go, holy crap, like, I can't believe we heard.
Like, do you use a Cintiq or a Wacom tablet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get in there.
Tell me about it.
You use a Cintiq, don't you?
I actually don't. I use a mouse, but some people do.
What? You use a mouse?
Yeah, for 3D
animation.
Oh,
for sure, sure. It's,
yeah, you're just grabbing controls.
It's cool.
Something that's not too spoilery.
Does Mega Man have power?
Ooh.
He sure does.
You heard it here first. Mega Man has power on the animated series. And we lost Carmen. That
okay,
was
that was great.
All right.
Thanks for being on the show, Carmen.
Carmen,
for,
thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Carmen does that better than anybody. Yeah. Okay, bye. I also like that in the way this is set up, people don't know this, but at Discord, I have to remove them. I send them
you
back.
You fling
to
them out. Yeah.
Yeah, I put them in a little playpen with their little friends.
I was on the show. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. My little ponies.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with Tales from Tyria.
Can't wait.
Oh, boy.
And now, it is once again time for Tales from Tyria.
I feel like the this would be a great song for the dogs jumping in slow motion frisbees. That's that would be a
chomp
mashup,
chomp
right?
Chomp. Like chomp. Oh, it's so epic. There's so many epicness. This is ness.
For a second, I thought the beast that introduces Tales from Tyria was asleep, and I was gonna have to wake him up.
What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So lots of going on with the Master King Thorn.
Yeah, Mad King Thorn, Prince Oswald comes back. He breaks through from the undead world to our world once a year because a seal was erupted back in 1024 AE. I just read that today. I don't normally know that.
Don't lie, Kevin. Nobody likes
it. I always know it. So the thing that's fun about the Mad King Thorn Halloween stuff is that there are loot boxes, of course. There are unique dungeons to go through. And if you earn enough candy corn shards, you can cobble them together into a candy corn cob. And if you get 3 candy corn cobs, you can buy a 20 slot bucket. So
what's a 20 slot bucket?
So you get it's a role playing game, right? So you carry around an inventory with
which,
a bag
by the
of
way,
holding.
I think was my sister's nickname in high school.
Jumbo, 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 that poor girl. So you have inventory slots, and you can put different bags and things in them. And as you can craft bigger. But you need like a bag of holding to increase the size of the bag. So the idea is that you know, like magic, you have this little purse or something, but inside are countless objects with
it. And is
it
like a TARDIS where it's bigger on the inside?
That's yeah, but
you
never see. It's just an inventory that you get to carry around. So you can buy more slots to put more bags in with real money. But the size of the slot, the size of the bag, rather, is dependent on how good of a bag that you put in there. The basic bag, it has 8 slots, so you can put 8 objects in it. The most any bag can have is 20 slots. So during the Halloween time, this is a really big deal, that you can unlock a trick-or-treat pail that has 20 slots in it. Just by playing this dungeon with a bunch of other people, very quickly, you'll unlock your very own Halloween pail. And so my wife, being that she is a low-level character and not a very high-crafted character, is very excited to unlock the Halloween pail.
Why?
Because she only has 3 inventory slots. All of them are 3 inventory slots. Yeah. They each only have 8 slots in them. One of them, I think, has 12. So to get a pail that has 20 whole spots in it, that's going to increase her ability to go out into the world and play the game without having to manage her inventory so frequently, because you collect a lot of things as you play, and those slots can fill up really quickly. And there's a lot of junk, and you're supposed to sell things, salvage things, and store some crafting materials.
But if you got 20 slots, you don't got to worry about that.
Not as quickly. Not as quickly. You still have to take care of it.
So it's not really infinite.
No, not at all.
Very big.
Exactly.
What's
much
the
larger.
Next slot downsize?
So 20 is the max, and right. in the game, the different between you need a rune of holding to make a bag to determine its size. So the highest is 20, and that usually that rune will cost you about 15 gold, which is a lot of money in the game. I have to play Guild Wars. the next one down is 18, and it's goes for like 5 gold. So the highest in stuff, it's only 2 more slots, and it costs, you did the math, 3 times the price.
Wow.
And that's because those are gold sinks. They establish those so that really hardcore players that are playing, you know, 8 hours, 6 hours a day, they have a way to spend their money. Yes.
Who can do that? 8 to 6 hours a day?
Absolutely. Lots of people. I run into them a lot. Oh. There's often. So I think I mentioned that I've decided to pivot. There was so many really high-end things that I needed to get my second legendary weapon that I have elected to pivot more towards a lot of other accomplishments that I just don't have at this point. So I'm achieving some mastery points and getting some ascended gear. And in the long game, I'm working towards a secondary legend. So one of the goals that I'd like to achieve is to hit the maximum number of mastery points. Right now, I have 225. The maximum level currently is 278. And I think that is the, for me, that is an ultimate status symbol to look around and be like, oh, they've done every mastery point available to you in the game. And I kind of want that. So ooh. I'm going to work on that.
How long do you think that's going to take?
It's going to take a while.
Oh, really?
Because I don't play 6 to 8 hours a game.
Like okay. 6 months? Year?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of them will be difficult to acquire because they're not being done as much. Had I done this when the game first came out, there were probably people that were out trying to get these mastery points, but now not as many people are trying to achieve them as would have been when the...
Does that make it harder? Or
it's going to make it harder because I'm going to have to wait to find a group of people that want to do the same thing as me. It's not going to be as common. And you can't do these things by yourself. Not all of them. So,
what about your wife with her 20 slot bag?
She needs to buy the game. She's still playing the free account, which is great because you get the original game for free. It's free. It's free,
yeah,
Justin.
But how much is the game? We already went over this. $50?
Free.
I know, but
you can play it for free.
You said she needs to buy the game in order to do
In order to do to get the mastery points and do the expansion stuff. You can get both expansions for $50.
Both expansions.
For $50.
Wow.
You can get one expansion for $30. Both for $50. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And would that...
Yes.
Would it make things awesome if she also had the game and could do the expansion?
Eventually.
Or would it be like she's...
I think she wants it. She's probably listening right now. I think she wants to buy the game. But it will make a lot of things. She's playing it so much that if she had the full game, she would reap a lot of the benefits from owning the game.
Uh-huh.
But it's still not necessary. She's still enjoying it every day. For free.
For free.
For free.
So it's free, you say?
It costs no money.
Oh.
Except for a computer and internet.
Ryan is saying that there's some kind of hint that it says free, Justin. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge in the chat room. Oh, is that? Oh, for me to play it.
It's free.
Oh, I see.
Now Ryan gets it.
I don't.
I mean, now Ryan, he gets it. Hey, can we go to the Discord? Does anybody know the name of our song for our final,
let's see.
Our final trivia?
Go into the stump queue if you know the name of the movie that Kevin was playing.
I'm opening the wrong.
That's okay.
Apps.
You're allowed. It doesn't look like.
I'll give you some more names in this film.
Okay.
If that will help.
It's not The Wizard, no.
No. Nope. 1980s, so Frank Oz is in it.
Oz.
Let's jump ahead to the credits. Let's see if I can stream to
Flight of the Navigator.
Nailed it!
Yeah!
Well done!
Yeah.
What tipped you over?
I was trying to think of. Because I knew I'd seen that movie.
Yep.
I knew I'd seen it, and I was trying to figure out why would I have seen that. And I was sitting there, when you said Frank Oz, I was like, there's got to be some kind of a robot or alien or something in it. And then it made me think of Flight of the... So, that was a great movie!
So for the uninitiated...
I got to watch that movie with
I have it on
kids.
Vudo. Right now. That's why I put it up, because I'm like, the kids will love this. They were glued, ages 3 and 6, glued to the entire film. It's a Disney movie. So they knew what they were doing, except for it's oddly unbalanced and a little dark in the beginning. Can you remind us of the plot?
If memory serves, There's a guy who's really good. No, that's Starfire. Starfire,
which I just borrowed from the library today. That's I look fun. Forward
so
to watching
it. So this is the one where... I remember the kid, and I remember the voice. It's
Paul Reubens, who is the voice of Pee Wee Herman. Okay, so in The Last Navigator, as Justin said earlier, it's 1976, 2 days before the 4th of July. And a little boy, who's about 12 years old, is told to go down through the woods to get his other little brother, who is 8 years old. And on his way there, his brother scares him. He falls down a ravine and then wakes up. And when he comes back to his house, everything has changed.
The music.
Just like the music. His parents are gone, and two old people live in there, like they're retiring there. He sees the police, and they drive him down the street, and he finds his parents. They've aged. Everybody looks super old, and it turns out his younger brother, that was 4 years younger than him, is now 4 years older than him. His little brother is now 16 years old. 8 years have mysteriously gone by. And they hook him up to some sort of machine to check out why this has happened. And his brain starts communicating to their ASCII computers.
Oh, that's right.
Giving him star charts and schematics of a UFO that they just so happen to have at a NASA database just down the road. And so they get him over there. And somehow the voice of Paul Reubens lures him out of his home. Is his jail cell, which was being interned by Sarah Jessica Parker. She's the sexy young intern that kind of flirts with the 12-year-old boy. Awkward! But this whole first half of the movie deals with...
Well, he's 20 in reality.
That was... that math would add up. He would be her age. I think that's kind of what they're going for, but he's not. They deal with the very real reality of parents losing their children. And then I think it would be a kick to the stomach to not only lose a child, but then 8 years later, them show up as if no time had passed at all. Like, and they actually touch on that, which really takes you out of it in a modern day way. And I'm trying to like skirt past it with my kids. Like, oh yeah, she's sad. And they cry. Like there's real tears. It's messed up. So, but then the movie gets fun because once he gets on the UFO, Paul Reubens shows up. He's the voice of the robot that is the ship. And he explains, I couldn't take you back to the exact moment that I stole you because you're too delicate. So they have like this road trip adventure to go find his family, and they circle the globe and do all these really cool things. And ultimately he says, you know what? It's not worth it. This isn't my time. I'll run the risk of dying. And they send him back to his actually time. But this time he has a little
spoilers.
But he becomes friends with his brother, and he brings a very tiny, adorable creature with him.
Yeah, he gets to keep one of the animals or whatever. Yeah,
it's a great movie.
That's a great movie. You're right. You know, what's funny is my kids. I've been trying to. I've been sitting there going, I don't have any shows that are available for that we all like. You know what I mean?
That's
good for the family. And recently, I was like, oh, that's right. I'm a couple seasons behind on Doctor Who, and I just turned on Doctor Who, and it was like. Oh, they were so into it.
Yeah.
Like Jacob was sitting there going, the show is so good. Like he had been,
and he's loved it since he was three, right?
But he remembers all of it. And it was like, it was just so funny. And Jack, who normally the minute Jacob says, I like it, Jack is like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it's hard to ignore Doctor Who because there's so much, it's so much fantasy and wackiness. So what season are you on? Doctor?
It's still Peter Scarapaldi or Carapaldi. I can't remember how to say his last name.
Alfredo.
That's it. A white sauce. And so he's the guy, and we've got, I think, two more seasons. So I think we just started season 10 or 9. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But somewhere around there, because I think season 11 is when the new lady comes in.
That's right. The new lady.
Yeah. And it's funny because like at the end of season 8 or something like that, the lady Time Lord, she says something that now I think is funny, but I don't even know if they intended I don't think they knew what they were going to do.
Don't tell me.
But
spoilers.
Oh, okay.
I'm still in like season 4 or something.
I'm sorry.
David Tennant's like Lost season where he was only doing 4 episodes or something.
Well, when you see there's okay, yeah, never mind. I just don't want you to forget it, but now you'll remember. You go, oh, I
won't forget. I fact checked with our friend David Maddox.
I just put you a subliminal message.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, that was really good.
Without giving anything away. So now that's like hypnosis for Doctor Who. When you hear upgrade,
cut
you're going to, oh, I get the joke.
I understand. It's the year 2021, and Kevin is finally caught up to current Doctor Who in 2018. I'm just always 4 years behind.
Oh, that's fun. We were trying to, nobody got it. Nobody got
just
it.
Just you. Yeah. Just you. Guys, go watch Flight and the Navigator and then watch Heathcliff, because that was right after it on my VHS.
You had a VHS of Flight of the Navigator.
Stolen from like Showtime or something.
Oh.
That's what we do. We'd oscillate between having cable, and then we'd cut the cord and then use our money to rent VHSs. And then when we felt like we had watched everything that the Blockbuster had available, we'd get cable again. And we'd do that like on a 1 year on, 1 year off kind of program.
I think my dad stole HBO, but for the longest time I had Robin Williams at the Met, and I had like a series of Donald Duck like cartoons on a VHS.
That's so good.
And then my dad would record things like Predator and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was always there. He loved to steal movies from HBO.
It was fun to collect them.
Watch them, but yeah,
it was fun to collect them and then just keep them, and they didn't care. Like, but it was part of the business.
People
model.
Listening to this now are like, "Why would you like steal movies?" Right? Like, well, it's
that's the thing that
not
was crazy.
Even part of the lexicon. Like, everything is always ready.
If you went to someone's house and they had store bought VHS tapes, it was like, "Oh, you have some money."
Yeah,
because no one did that.
Yeah,
only the Disney movies that somehow they were able to get you to buy them
because they didn't televise them.
Yeah, that's right. But everything else, like, you just steal it off of HBO. And now it's like, you record it on your DVR? Why? You should buy it for $20.
My son literally presses a button and says, Pirates of the Caribbean. Stick up there. The only hurdle he had to overcome was that it was on Netflix and it was too old for his kid profile.
Oh.
It said, this is too mature for you. Find something else.
Oh, that's a shame.
And then Jacob immediately goes, just go to Dad's profile. And I was like, wait, what? No. My profile.
That first Pirates of the Caribbean. That is scary stuff.
This is the last one.
It's
funny. Evidently, I did not like it because I go, I don't think I watched this with you. And my wife was like, no, we all went to the movie theater and watched it. I go, no, I think I was gone. And
I'm sure you're thinking of your other husband.
She goes, it was your idea.
Yes.
Because I knew and it sounds like me. She loves the movies. And then I saw the bad guy and I was like, oh, yeah.
I remember this.
Javier Bardem. All right. I think that's it. I think we did it.
That was
did
a really good
it?
Show. That was really Halloween-y.
That was solid, except for
make
all
sure
money.
You watch Toys That Made Us, because I'm going to write trivia questions.
Yeah, bring those. Otherwise, Carmel will be the only one who will ever get to play.
That's right.
I bet Jeremy knows a lot. Jimmy. Although Jeremy probably knows a lot about 80s toys, too.
Jummy?
Jimmy, though, I think would crush it.
Jeremy? All of these are guys. J names.
The J names. So if your name starts with J or a Carmen... then feel free to play the game. Don't forget to check out. Are you twitching? Is Kevin doing the twitching?
We're twitching on Fridays.
That's right.
Yeah,
we play Strange Brigade. That's at twitch.tv/thekevinmiller.
Nailed it.
bit.ly/gamerlanddiscord if you want to chat with people. I think you guys could do this even when we're not doing the show. But that's a way that you can play Stump with us.
Ryan knows your password if you get in there.
If you forget your password, go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord and then just ask Ryan what your password is and he'll remind you.
He's a password generator.
Zane,
can you make a bot that's Ryan's password generator? Just feel like that's attainable.
If you want to listen to the show live right now, because my son is in football practice, we record on Tuesday nights around 8 p.m. Pacific. You could go to mixlr.com/gamerland and listen live.
I do.
And I think that's it. Like us at Facebook.
Yep.
All the social media links are
Eat Alfredo
in the description. Don't forget to support our sponsor, White Sauce. Of this episode, Kevin is at Unlockable Man on the Instagram, and I think that's it.
Good. Yeah, Halloween's coming. Buy candy,
Mad King Thorn.
Give it up
for him.
Play Guild Wars 2 with me. Join my guild. Yep. It's Planet Pluto. You can send me a message, Karina North, and I will happily add you to. You know, there's one more person in our guild these days. It's my wife.
Yeah.
So you could be the third.
And then we all
Justin.
We. We all got to start PayPal and your wife.
Yeah.
$5, and then we're going to get her that expansion.
And just 10 of you.
And then and that's and it. It's done. And
then my son wants to sell you drawings for $1. He's saving up.
Oh, that's right.
He's saving up for a Lego set. He wants the one that your son's got, the Lego.
The Hogwarts?
Hogwarts, thing, yeah. That is the whole castle. He has half the castle. So he's got $37, just 63 more, and
oh,
he can buy
boy.
It. So plus tax. I didn't tell him about tax.
Ah, come on. Don't tax him. Let it slide.
It's going to be great.
Oh, boy. Lessons for everybody. On behalf of the Kevin Miller, this is JustinWorship.com. This is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye. Stay frosty.